Is this something that Putin has already made up his mind to do, or is there room for a negotiated settlement, a go-between, perhaps Angela Merkel from Germany?
Yes, I mean, Merkel's a key player in this because Putin doesn't trust Obama, doesn't consider him a strong and resolute leader. He likes Merkel. They've got their problems. He speaks German. They speak German together. But, I mean, the fundamental issue here is that 3 or 4 years ago, Putin made absolutely clear he had two red lines. You remember Obama's red lines in Syria. But Putin was serious. One was in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. NATO and NATO influence could not come there. The other was in Ukraine. We crossed both. You got a war in Georgia in 2008, and you've got today in Ukraine because we, the United States and Europe, crossed Putin's red line. Now, you can debate whether he has a right to that red line,
well,
but let's at least discuss it.
That's
let's
kind of the question, it. Isn't it?
Well, let me turn it back to you. Because what I hear is, in the American commentary, is Russia has no legitimate national interest abroad, not even on its borders, as though we don't care what happens in Canada and Mexico. I mean, if you come to that, and we never said that about the Soviet Union, by the way. We recognize the Soviet Union had national interest. If the position is there are no legitimate national security interests that Russia can defend, then we are where we are. If we acknowledge those interests, there are ways to negotiate out of this crisis.
So
I'm not sure Obama can do it.
Well, can Kerry do it? That's the one who's headed tomorrow
no.
to Kiev. What should he be trying to do at this meeting?
Well, I mean, I don't think Kerry's going to Kiev for the reason he's giving. He says he's going to find out what this so-called government in Kiev wants. It's an extremist government with no constitutional international legitimacy. It's unelected. I think what Kerry's doing is going to Kiev to chill out that government, which has been issuing provocative anti-Russian statements. What Kerry and Obama should do is beg Merkel to keep talking to Putin, because he trusts her, for better or worse.